stuff. See Me, See You from Barclay James Harvest, and everyone, or everybody is everyone else, or everyone is everybody else. It's 9:31, and we're going to take a little break now, and after that, something exciting is going on the deck. About the new Radio Roadshow by now. Well, I'm just going to quickly dash through some of the days with you now so you can jot them down in your diary. Kicks off on Friday the 14th of September at the Queen's Hall, Halston in Essex. Thursday the 20th, the Tarpon House, Brating near Clacton in Essex. Sunday the 23rd at the Triad Leisure Centre, South Mill Road, Bishop Stortford in Hertfordshire. Friday the 28th, the Jubilee Hall, Town Centre, Maldon in Essex. Friday the 5th of October, the Moats Park Pavilion, Maidstone in Kent, and Saturday the 20th at the Hermit Club, Shenfield Road, Brentwood in Essex. The new Radio Roadshow. Disc jockey at the Roadshow is Brian Martin. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes on till pretty late. So make a date for the very first Radio Roadshow, Friday the 14th of September. It's at the Queen's Hall, Halston in Essex, and you'll have the time of your life.
Band Instruments, Norwich, have everything that the musician or disco could require. All makes of amplification and guitars. Comprehensive drum and disco showrooms. Competitive prices and generous trading. Come to Cook's. That's Cook's Band Instruments, St. Benedict Street, Norwich. Or ring Norwich 23563 now. That's Norwich 23563.
Right, many thanks. We've got a lot of noise coming from your microphone, actually, on deck, Stephen.
Yeah? Is that better?
That's much better, yes.
Oh, great stuff.
Let me explain first. Stephen Bishop is out on the deck at the moment with a nice long microphone cable.
Let's just close this door, actually.
Okay.
It's getting a major bit wet inside.
Okay, I'm quite lucky. I've got Sylvia keeping me company in the studio.
Oh, it's all right.
So I'm okay, Jack.
Well, I've got Case Burrell here with me. Oh, yeah. Actually, while you were playing the commercials, I got a little bit wet.
Really?
Yes.
It's a little bit choppy out there tonight.
It is, yeah. In case people don't know, they've probably seen pictures of the Mi Amigo, actually. We've got lots of tyres over the side. I'm leaning over the side of the boat at the moment. And when the waves catch the... Oh, God, I've done it again. When the waves catch the tyres, they come over and whoever's along on the deck at the time get a bit wet. Just stepping back. It's a clear night. We can see quite a long way. I'm looking east at the moment from the Mi Amigo, looking out to sea towards the Kentish Knock, and I can see the lights of two boats. I can see a flash of a light ship. Cutting a bit wet again. I believe it could be the Tongue. No, the Tongue looking south at the moment.
Possible, isn't it?
Yeah. Looking north, we can see the sunk light ship. And there's also another flash just beyond that, which I can't quite see at the moment. Rob Hudson has just put himself out of the door.
Hello.
Hello. It's quite nice out here at the moment,
yes,
isn't it?
Some water around, but that's all.
Stephen?
Yeah?
Have you got the windbreak on?
Yes, I have.
There's a lot of noise from the wind, actually. Maybe you can cup your hands around the top of
it. Yeah, so I'm turning... I've turned backwards at the moment. I was just turning towards the sharp end of the boat so I could see north. It's a really clear night, actually. We can see the stars, which is very nice.
Do you remember a few weeks ago we saw the UFOs?
Yes, actually, about midnight one night, we saw about... three moving objects in the sky, which was certainly too fast to be planes, and were really high up.
We saw Mars
two weeks ago,
I think it was.
At night, it's really incredible out here, because, it's really dark, obviously.
What an observation.
Why don't you hold the microphone to the water, so you can hear that we are really on the sea and not a land base?
That's a point, yes. I'll just hold the microphone over the side.
Do be careful.
Just to prove that Radio Caroline comes live from the North Sea. Whoa! Obviously we've got no buildings here to...
You come out with the most amazing...
Yeah, I know, and I'm just trying to, maybe listeners don't realise, certain people don't realise that we are on the sea, broadcasting from a boat
Ship.
A ship.
A bateau.
This, yeah, I'm thumping the side of the boat now.
Careful.
It's a good old solid ship, the Mi Amigo.
Yeah.
And at night it's really dark because there's no street lights on buildings. Just the odd boy and girls. And it's really nice when you look up at the sky because you can see lots of things. They could have been satellites, actually, couldn't they, thinking about it?
It's possible. Tell me whereabouts on the deck you are.
Well, you know the mess room door?
You're on the starboard, on the port side?
I'm on the port side at the moment, yeah, looking down. I'll tell you what, I'll open one of the cabin hatches and close them, just to prove that they were...
I hope that wasn't my cabin as the sea came over then.
Poor old Kate Burrow looked a little bit wet. I'll tell you what, play a record and I'll go over the other side and see what I can see towards England. Okay?
Yeah, okay, mate.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Maybe it's the guitar man. Gonna steal the show, you know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down, and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going, miles and miles a day, to find another place. Tonight you treat you right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio, you go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting, miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own. And take them home. He can make you love, he can get you high. He will bring begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
Lucky, Sylvia got to the pub just before the pubs closed, and I've just managed to get one more drink, luckily. Thank you very much. Right, that's Bread. Nice song, that, from the LP Guitar Man, and that's the title track to that one. It's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock here on the North Sea, and I believe Stephen Bishop is somewhere above me at the moment. In fact, on the roof.
Well, I'm not actually on the roof at the moment, Stuart. I'm up by our generator room, and I'm going right to the very back of the ship, so we'll just do that right now. We'll probably get a little bit of wind, because this is actually...
It's quite strong, actually.
Yeah, this is the windy side of the boat. Right, I'm now climbing the stairs as we go up to the back deck. Right, that's that done. Now going around the back, we've got a generator actually on the very back of the deck, which is a really excellent machine. It was put on the ship not so long back actually, and it's a really big generator. It's enough actually to power, I think, a town the size of Ipswich maybe.
We're losing you actually at the moment.
Yeah. Well, actually,
you're breaking up.
Yeah, play a record and we'll come back to that, okay?
Yeah, okay then. Sorry about that, we'll sort that little problem out. Little problem with Stephen's microphone on the back deck, lots of noise and things, but we'll get him a nice brand new windbreak, sort that one out. Meantime, some more music. It's a track from the new LP from Gary Brooker, No More Fear of Flying, and that's a song called Savannah. It's 9:45, and we've sorted out the problem with the second microphone, and now we can join Stephen Bishop. Oops, Daisy, out there on the roof, I believe, mate.
Yes, I'm on the roof of the good ship Mi Amigo at the moment. It's quite breezy up here, so I'm hanging on for dear life.
Quality is excellent now,
mate. It's excellent, is it?
Certainly is.
What about when I turn into the wind?
Go on then, turn into the wind.
Yeah, I'm into the wind now. I'll tell you what, I'll turn back. Yeah.
That's a bit rough.
Right. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by the technical breakdowns, I was talking to you about the generator on the back deck of the good ship Mi Amigo. It's a really big generator, actually. It's an American generator, and it's in perfectly good working order. We actually were using it the other week, which was quite nice. and it's big enough to supply power, believe this or not, to a town almost as big as Ipswich, I should think.
So it's got a lot of guts, that whole thing.
Really does go well, and it starts first time.
Right. even on cold morning.
Yeah. You've probably heard, actually, about the generator problems we've had out here over the last year.
Well, let's explain why it's on the back deck. The reason is we've got... how many generators have we got downstairs at the moment? It's four, isn't it?
Four, five at the moment.
Five. Two very big, powerful ones.
Yes.
One mediocre one, middle-sized, and a baby one.
Yes. A baby one, actually, which we just use for ship's lighting after we go off the air at 10 o'clock in the evenings.
That's right.
Downstairs, actually, the generator situation downstairs is very good. One generator we are working on at the moment, and one of the other generators, which was out of action last year, is now in perfectly good working order, which is very nice. And we've also got the generator which we're using at the moment, which is an excellent generator.
Called Henry.
I call it Henry. I call our transmitter Teresa.
And you call the small one Rhoda.
Rhoda.
Rhoda,
yes. Help me, Rhoda.
Crazy you are.
I know, but it's all very nice. Pat them on the back and give them a kiss every night. First thing in the morning, they start perfectly. First time.
It's the same as talking to plants, isn't it?
It is really, you know. And talking to your car. A lot of people talk to cars. I sit in the generator room, actually, some nights, talking to the generators, give them a nice kiss, and they work perfectly the next morning.
Where'd you kiss them?
Right on the output stage. Anyway, if I can just turn a bit into the wind. No, it's a bit impossible, actually. Looking towards England, which is towards the west of the Mi Amiga at the moment, you can see lots of ships going down the Black Deep Channel. And there's one real big one which I can see. And also, it's very nice tonight because it's so clear we can see land.
How close are they, actually?
How close is the Black Deep from us?
No, the boat that you can see.
I should say it's about 4 or 5 miles away.
I wonder if they can. I wonder if they're listening. They could give a flash or something.
Yeah.
Let us know. That would be very interesting.
If there are any boats listening around the Knock Deep area, maybe if you could start flashing in the next sort of 30 seconds. Not too much, because we don't want anybody to think you're in distress. And maybe we'll say hello to you. Well, we'll say hello to anybody on the sea at the moment. Especially if they're on the small boat, because I should think they're rocking quite a bit at the moment. It's really a bit windy out here, actually, at the moment.
Windy. We've got about a force 5, I reckon.
Force 5 to 6.
Are we still in the northeast?
No, I believe it's swung around to the north. It's supposed to go northwesterly tomorrow.
That's good news.
Yeah, actually, this afternoon, the reason we were rolling so much was because the wind was in the northeast, and we are in a very... very good position actually here in the Kentish Deep.
That's why it was picked, nicely situated between two nice big sandbanks.
Yes, we've got a sandbank to the left and a sandbank to the right of us at the moment. The one towards England is the Long Sand, which is a very big sandbank, and the one towards the east of us is the Kentish Knock, which shelters us from easterly winds.
That's right.
So, you know, we can get a force, maybe I've experienced a force 10 westerly out here, and it's hardly anything.
Hmm.
And you get a force 10 northeasterly, and you really are rocking, I can assure you that. I'm sure you know that, Stuart.
Yes, I've had some experiences, as we all have.
Yeah.
From various storms that we get regularly now every Christmas.
Yeah. I've never been on any of the other radio ships, actually, during a storm, but apparently this one is supposed to be the best one, isn't it?
Well, our transmitter engineer reckons that this is about the best boat you can be on in a storm.
Yes.
It's got a nice big bottom, to kind of phrase.
It also sits really low in the water, doesn't it?
Well, we've got a heck of a lot of ballast, which holds us nicely.
At the moment, we've got 30 tons of fresh water on board and 25 tons of diesel, so that really keeps us quite low in the water. Which is
anyway,
nice.
We're running a little bit short of time, so we'll have another record now, okay? Then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Right.
Radio Caroline! I'm
Tune Again, or...
Or what?
That's a really nice piece of music from back in the good old 60s, the Flower Power era. The LP is called Forever Changes by the group Love. Right, let's join Stephen Bishop once again. Hello, mate.
Hello there. I'm at the moment right at the very sharp end of the boat, looking towards the stern. And it's a really impressive sight at the moment because the ship is moving about quite a bit. And also the decks are getting quite wet, especially where we were standing about 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
There's about a foot of water down there at the moment from one wave, which decided to come right over the side of the boat.
Lovely stuff.
So I'm glad I wasn't down there. I washed my trousers, when was it, yesterday, and they're wet again. Sorry? No, I didn't
bother. You could just warm them and still on the deck.
Yeah, because coming up to the front here, I got absolutely soaking wet. Anyway, looking from the, was it the bows of the ship at the front?
Yes.
Yes, looking towards the stern. Firstly, of course, we come to the aerial, which is a really impressive sight. It's, what, 50, 51 metres tall?
Getting on for that, yes.
Yes, it's a really impressive sight. I've got a torch with me at the moment, shining it right up the very top. And right at the very top of the aerial is this capacitor hat, which was a little bit bent a week or so ago, but thanks to our good friend Case Burrell, who went all the way to the top of the aerial on a really calm day and fixed it. What was it like up there?
Hi. But I was a little bit afraid because there was the wind coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if you was here, but there was a turning wind coming.
Yeah, yeah, the boat was turning with the tide.
No. The wind was coming and turning.
Whipping round the mast.
No. How do you say this? A tornado. Yeah, a small one.
Yeah. It was.
And they called me back.
Yeah, anyway, it's fixed now and it looks really nice. Our anchor chain actually on board the good ship Mi Amigo is another really impressive sight because apparently it's big enough for a boat of 33,000 tons.
And hang on, before you carry on about that, Case was referring to that little small hurricane thing that was whipping around the boat. Remember we had this small hurricane thing which shot past the ship?
Yeah.
The little circle of wind.
That was the day when we had all the rain, wasn't it? The showers.
That's right.
The thundery showers, yeah. Getting back to the anchor chain, it apparently can hold a ship up to 33,000 tons, which is really impressive considering this ship is only, what, 470 tons? Is that right, Stuart?
It's, near enough.
Yeah. And it's really thick, it's really impressive, and it's onto this very big winch at the front of the ship.
It's probably the biggest anchor chain any radio ship's ever had, actually.
Yeah. Actually, we were talking this afternoon about this radio ship must be in for something in the Guinness Book of Records, mustn't it? For being the longest ship ever to stay out at sea.
I should imagine so.
How long has this been out at sea now? Since 1972, hasn't it?
I think 72 was the last time it was in port.
And I don't think there's any other ship been out at sea that long. And also, I think, Radio Veronica, of course, were on the air longer than us, weren't they, in one go.
Didn't we have a ship flashing at us just now?
Oh, yes. I can't really turn that way at the moment because the wind is whiffing my microphone. But in the Black Deep, we did have a ship which was flashing our way. And it was not a light ship. I'm not that daft. I can't really turn. Well, I'm turning now. How's the sound quality?
Okay.
Okay, is it?
See if you can get them to flash again.
Yeah, if the ship is flashing, can flash at us now, I can see the Black Deep quite plainly. There's a light ship. Oh, there's an aeroplane going over us at the moment, flashing at us with their green lights. Oh, yes, it flashed again.
Yeah.
There we go then.
Did you see that? Yes. Lovely.
Fantastic.
Great, and again. Great stuff.
Hello there.
Hello to you in the Black Deep. That's really nice on this Sunday evening. Anyway, that just about wraps it up from me, Stephen Bishop, here on deck. I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 o'clock for the Caroline Countdown, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock also with my special live programme featuring the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, among others, and Deep Purple. Anyway, I'll hand it back to you, Stuart, to round up shop. OK, mate?
OK, thanks very much, then. Right, then, we've got time for just one more record. And this is Crystal Gale.
Then you're all cold shoulders, and it's getting colder, like every kiss. You say it's not over, over and over, but you're all cold shoulders. Tells me it is. What we had
Gail there from a new LP of hers, which is called, hang on, I forgot now, We Should Be Together, and a song, I can dedicate that to Stephen Bishop actually, who's just come back inside.
All windswept.
It's a song called Your Old Cold Shoulder.
It's quite chilly out there actually this evening.
It is a little bit on the blowy side. Well, good people, that's just about it from Radio Caroline for tonight. It's just coming up to 10 o'clock. So on behalf of everybody on board the radio ship MV Mi Amigo, Radio Caroline, I'll say goodbye, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning
at 5.15.
Thank you, sir. English programmes once again commence at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with Stephen Countdown. Caroline Countdown. That's tomorrow at 5, and I'll be back on the radio at 9 o'clock tomorrow with the Al Stewart special, and Stephen's also got his live music special at 8 o'clock. Very much hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours. It's been good fun on board the ship, so maybe we'll do it again sometime. Who knows? Okay, have a good day tomorrow. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Debuut wat disjockey betreft, tenminste, van Jeroen Wolwater, dat ben ik. Goedemorgen als u net opstaat. Doe het snel, want u moet vast om 8 uur op uw werk zijn. En als u de tijd heeft, blijf dan luisteren, want als u nog nooit een disjockey de mist in heeft horen gaan, dan kunt u de komende anderhalf uur uw lol op. We beginnen met een nummer uit de film The Wizard of Oz. Het heet A Brand New Day en het is van Diana Ross en Michael Jackson.
Everybody look around, cause there's a reason to rejoice, you see.
Yeah!
The Wizard of Oz, zo heet de film. En het is A Brand New Day. Van The Wiz stars Diana Ross en Michael Jackson. Een prachtige musical is het. Ik heb hem nog niet gezien, maar ik ga binnenkort wel kijken. Een hele oude tegenwoordig. De Dixie Cups. Ik heb nooit begrepen wat het betekent. Uit 1964, The Chapel of Love. Nou ja, oké. Okay. Dat was dus de eerste misser.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa.
En toen lag Woelwater nog uitgebreid in de wieg. Dat kan ik u wel vertellen. Chapel of Love. In ieder geval begreep je dan nog op geen stukken na wat dat betekende. We gaan een plaat draaien voor alle vrachtwagenchauffeurs in het land. Die op dit moment op weg zijn naar bestemmingen in het buitenland. Want ik denk dat ze ons dan nog net kunnen ontvangen tot over de Franse grens. Daarvoor is deze The Cocaine Blues van George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Shot my baby down, I shot her down, and I went to bed. I stuck that lovin' 44 beneath my head. Woke up next morning and I grabbed that gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. And in the high joints, taking the pill. And walked the sheriff from Cherico Hill. Dirty hack and shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Bill. If you kind of want to, you better read it to me. I shot her down because she laid me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They threw me on a freight train and hauled me back. Had no friend for to go my bell. They took my dried up carcass in that county jail. We'll be right back. back into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, for I was judged by 12 honest men. Yes, as the jury started walking out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. Well, I shouted, Lordy, Lordy, please have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled when he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. And I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down.
Het is weliswaar geen echte trucking music, maar wel een soort country. George Thorogood en de Destroyers. En dat heette The Cocaine Blues, inderdaad. Dank u wel, heren. Van je middel tot aan je schoen, Clark Jeans en Clark Corduroy, dat moet je doen.
Houtbouw André de Roo aan de Aardrijksestraat 215 te Torhout verkoopt u tuinhuisjes, garages, duivenhokken, jalets en bergplaatsen. Ruime keuze uit meer dan 40 verschillende modellen voor u tentoongesteld bij Houtbouw André de Roo. Telefoon 050 21 35 70. Of kom eens kijken aan de Aardrijksestraat 215 te Torhout. Ook zaterdags en zondags.
Kom op donderdag 13 september aanstaande om 14 uur naar het grootste internationaal wielercriterium in Kolskamp in België met deelname van alle internationale vedetten. Het kippenparadijs is die dag open vanaf 12 uur. Klaes Kippenparadijs heeft maar één streven en dat is u de beste kip te geven.
2011 en in Nederland 073-414-362. Petelec, u bent er beter mee uit.
Wat heb je grote handen, een bek vol gouden tanden, geen stuiver in je zak. Hele, wat wou je nou beginnen, ik zou maar wat verzinnen, oude zak tabak, yeah. Rijd maar ergens heen, zing het maar. Willem, je moet eens wat verdienen. Je staat zonder benzine, zit je daar niet mee?
Nee, nee, nee.
Willem, dan moet je verder lopen. Of ben je weer bezorgd? Je grote handen, een bek vol gouden tanden, een stuiver in je zak.
Willem, waar wou je nou beginnen? Ik zou maar wat verzinnen, oude zak tabak.
Duin heette man. En hij zingt over zichzelf. Sterk autobiografisch werkje dus.
Een bek vol gouden tanden.
Bek vol gouden tanden. Die zal er wel uit moeten halen omdat hij geen geld meer heeft. Misschien kan hij ze nog laten omsmelten. Of iets in de richting. Dat weet je natuurlijk nooit helemaal precies.
Wekker! Radio.
Op dit moment is het, om precies te zijn, 12 minuten over 7:30. Dus als je ergens op tijd moet zijn, is het misschien oppassen. Ik bedoel opschieten of oppassen natuurlijk, niet alles door elkaar halen. Dit is Daddy Dewdrop. Het nummer heet Real Thing. Ik ben benieuwd wat er van wordt in het land.
Whirling through this time and